was Macalister, petty trader and intermittent guzzler, and he ruled Oolong and its 6,000 savages with an iron hand. He said, come, and they came. Go, and they went. They never questioned his will, nor judgment. He was cantankerous, as only an aged Scotchman can be, and interfered continually in their personal affairs. When Nugu, the king's daughter, wanted to marry Hanu from the other end of the atoll, her father said yes, but Macalister said no, and the marriage never came off. When the king wanted to buy a certain islet in the lagoon from the chief priest, Macalister said no. The king was in debt to the company to the tune of 180,000 coconuts, and until that was paid, he was not to spend a single coconut on anything else. And yet the king and his people did not love Macalister. In truth, they hated him horribly, and, to my knowledge, the whole population, with the priests at the head, tried vainly for 3 months to pray him to death. The devils they sent after him were awe-inspiring, but since Macalister did not believe in devils, they were without power over him. With drunken Scotchmen, all signs fail. They gathered up scraps of food which had touched his lips, an empty whiskey bottle, a coconut from which he had drunk, and even...